With the world awash with too much crude oil at the moment, the fear of an economic catastrophe when fossil fuels start running out is quietly fading. The prediction is known as peak oil, what happens when crude oil extraction hits its maximum and supplies begin a steady and permanent decline. But now the peak oil argument is losing credibility as global supplies outstrip demand and the US benchmark price heads towards $30 a barrel. Here's our business editor, Peter Ryan.
It's 2016 and the world is plunged into crisis.
America is addicted to oil.
Fears of an economic catastrophe known as peak oil, or what happens when oil production peaks and then starts running out, inspired the BBC to produce this docudrama a decade ago.
With demand for oil soaring in booming China and India, Saudi Arabia is threatened to turn off the taps to the West, sparking an oil shock.
I think most people don't accept what's going to hit us. Most people don't accept that this is a real possibility.
The peak oil argument is based on global demand vastly exceeding available supplies. But now there's a global glut. US shale producers are pumping like never before. With US sanctions lifted, Iran is about to rejoin the world oil market, and the OPEC oil cartel is refusing to tighten supplies as they normally would, hoping US producers will produce themselves out of business. Shane Oliver, chief economist at AMP Capital Investors, says the supply and demand table has well and truly turned on the peak oil advocates.
They've been talking about a peak in the global production of oil for the last 2 decades now, and it still hasn't happened. And I think the reality is that they're going to remain wrong going forward. Therefore, the catastrophe that was predicted by the peak oil advocates, where oil production would peak and there'd be a huge negative economic impact globally, that just won't happen.
Shane Oliver says rather than a peak oil shock, the world will instead move away from fossil fuels as renewable technologies get closer to reality.
Only a decade ago, I was being told that I've got to get rid of my car and replace it with a horse and buggy. That prospect appears ever less likely. Maybe that was a bit of a joke, but I think the reality is that the days of the internal combustion engine using oil are numbered, and I won't be getting rid of the car and getting a horse and buggy. I'll perhaps be getting a car with an electric engine in there. So I think the world is gradually starting to move away from oil, and therefore the catastrophe that was predicted by the peak oil advocates, that just won't happen.
So in other words, what we've been hearing about a potential global economic shock when peak oil is reached is distant, if anything.
They had a view that oil production would suddenly peak and that would create economic catastrophe on a scale, or if not worse, than what we saw back in the 1970s when OPEC restricted supply. I think what's going to happen here is that oil production globally will at some point peak, but it's going to be because the world has moved away from oil towards the use of other things. The electrification of automobiles and greater efficiencies in the use of oil will drive a decline in demand through time anyway. And so oil production will peak, not because it's physically peaked, but because demand has peaked.
With West Texas Intermediate crude set to dip below $30 a barrel next year on global oversupply, the peak oil argument is set to weaken even more. All eyes now will be on OPEC's resolve in maintaining supply and the global impact as China's demand for oil weakens as its economy continues to slow.
Business editor Peter Ryan.